say, we don't charge. We don't ask for it. Is there, now, I know their pricing, especially I know some Muslim imams would come out and would say, this is a price range. We'd give you an approximate or anything you want. But sometimes you go away and that envelope is empty. And, you know, you can't see anything because it's God work. But your gas, your time and preparation and praying and getting up early and doing all these things, there is. Is there a standard price? Because some people, I remember somebody complaining to me and telling me, Richard, the pundit came back in the kitchen and told me, don't ever call me back. This is what you would put in this envelope. And she said, that he, you know, it hurt her. But at the same time, honestly, some people really doesn't have a heart to say, let me put something reasonable in the envelope. I mean, we want to say, yes, we are man of God and people of God is okay. But it's not okay. And I know people walk away feeling, some, as one pundit was telling me, you know, when we finish, we're sitting there, we can't ask for the envelope. We can't ask, we want to leave. But they would not give. They would not even e-transfer. How do you address that? I mean, we're talking openly a little bit. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Richard, you know, it's a very important question. It's quite controversial too. I've had many people call me with the same incident with the person. They said the Pandiji went and opened the envelope. I had many people call and told me similar stories. Pandit ka kaam puja karana, yajman ka kaam dakshina dena. Meaning that the Panditji comes and performs the puja, and the yajman, before the at the end of the puja, before the Pandit leaves, must give dakshina. And the Shastra say, Karma Khand, which is the first portion of the Vedas, say that the dakshina should be given within the means of the host of the puja. So people give within their means. In India, at our temple, we have, as a matter of fact, 80% of our congregation is from India. Less than 20% of our congregation, Sankat Mohan Mandirs, is from the West Indies. We have from India about 75%. We have about 2-3% from Sri Lanka and other parts of the world that Hindus are living in Durham region come to our temple. And when I go to perform puja, most of the pujas I perform these days are for South Asian family from India, from Sri Lanka and other parts. And the tradition in India is that the Panditji, when he makes the arrangement, he will come and do the puja. The Panditji puts a price how much the yajman or the sponsor of the puja should give him. So they would ask me the same question, Panditji, aapke liye kitna dakshina hoga? So what is the dakshina we should give you? So I usually take pride and tell him, as someone from Guyana, from Trinidad and from the West Indies, we don't put a price on the word of God. So the yajman should always keep within their means, and the pandit should not put a price on his sitting. I'm from the old school, and this is the way it ought to be done. Many times we go for ceremonies, and as you rightly said, when I finish the ceremony, I just pick my bag and I leave. Many times we leave, and that's it.
Nobody
never heard back anything. That's it. It's all in service of Sri Hanumanji in our community.
But, you know, and I'm glad we're talking about this with you in front of me, and people could listen. Because some, when you go, the DJ at some wedding get more money than the pundit. The tasa get more money than the pundit. And they're always trying to negotiate. I was speaking to a gentleman who does nikah, and he was telling me they tried to beat him down. And there's a fixed price, and it wasn't much. I think it was $500, and then the fella didn't pay him the money, and he was on his honeymoon, and you know, didn't even pay even. But so guys, if you're listening, this is an awkward question. It's one that a lot of people avoid. And Pandit sitting in the hot seat today, and he was very eloquent in his response and answer. But listen, be mindful too, because you know, we all talk about how the Pandit is want and the Pandit is be and the Pandit. The other thing, I've heard this in many spiritual leaders coming to home, when they come, is either because there's a lot of noise in the cooking or because nobody is paying attention. The noise level, at least, people doesn't have that respect. What, you have that ever experienced that?
You know what? I must say, let me talk about the temple first. But since we have more temple, I've tried and I've established that that norm is that when you're here for puja, you are going to be quiet. Sometimes I had a function this morning and the people were, as you said, they're talking. You know what, people label me sometimes as a disciplinarian, and I wear that as a badge. If I'm going to sit to perform a ceremony of anybody, any pandit, any religious leader, doesn't matter the race or religion or culture. A spiritual leader is there to conduct a ceremony. It is expected of the audience to show respect for that ceremony that's going on. If people do not show that respect, I call them out in a very nice way the first time. I said, Bhainji, Bhainji, or Bhaiya, please, you know, let us be quiet. They will continue sometimes after, and sometimes you have to be firm. You have to be firm in the sense that I'm not asking the respect for me. I'm asking for this ceremony that's going on here. Show respect to the word of God being chanted. The puja is being performed. The Pandiji made the sacrifice to come to your home to do this puja. You have prepared everything. And sometimes the guests come. The guests come, sometimes the guests are more important. It's more important for them to hug and greet each other. The puja goes on. They'll walk into the door and they'll start shouting and hugging and kissing each other. The puja goes on. No respect for what's going on. There's time and place. If you come to a puja or you go to a mandir and puja goes on, you clasp your hand, you bow and you sit quietly. When the puja is on, you can kiss and greet how much you want after arati. But when the ceremony goes on, please show respect, especially for weddings. And you know, these days when you go for weddings, that is why I find it difficult to perform weddings sometimes for people who I do not know. Because when you go, the social part, you know what I'm saying, social part, they'll go to the temple, they'll open their car trunks, and they'll do all kinds of things, be consuming alcohol and all kinds of things, and no respect for the ceremony. So this is, you know, we really have to make sure that people know that when you have a ceremony, you're invited as a guest for someone's ceremony, count yourself blessed. This person wants you to be involved in his or her blessings today. They have invited you to come to the puja, to their wedding, to give your blessings, to be a part of the worship. Count yourself fortunate. Just be there. Try not to disturb the puja. Try not, you know, put your phone on silent. If you're going for a puja, there's no need for your phone to go out during the puja like that. Just show respect for what's going on. If you're important, you know, waiting an important call, just show respect and do not disturb the whole puja or the service. I've set an expectation at the temple. I know some people look at me, I've heard this comment when the temple opened first. One girl said, I'm not going to Hanuman temple. Garat Pandit is too serious. It doesn't make anybody talk. I wear it as a badge. That's where it ought to be, not the other way, my brother.
Well, thank you for being so candid. And let me just say this too, that not only families and individuals does this, bringing in and disrupting. I can't stand it when officials of the organization, I wouldn't want to call it temples alone, would bring in these politicians and their entourage and disrupt everything. I remember one temple in the east, and I was there, and the mayor came in with his big leather jacket and his entourage and walking right up, and you know, I was asked to say a few words too, and I was embarrassed because I was enjoying the sermon so much. But then I said to people, like, they were falling asleep. All they needed to hear a little something different. So wake up, Jai Sitaram, Jai Sitaram. And I got them smiling, and then I just moved back in. But when you're bringing these, and I know politicians are important, they arrange, you know, money and rules and regulation within their region. But really, they need to put a stop to that. Honestly, some protocol should be in place when it comes to bringing in people during services. Anyway, enough of that, enough before we get into more trouble. But that's why we want to call it a hot seat.
Yeah.
And I hope I didn't put you on the spot.
No, no. And Richard, I must say, my brother, we need to address some of the things that you asked. They're very important questions, very significant questions, so that we can see that when we're lapsing in some of these things that we discussed, that people will attempt to change. We have to change and we have to grow. We have to able to, if you're doing things that are not right, we have to make changes. We have to do it. And I'm glad that we talked about these important things. And in conclusion, Richardji, I don't know if we're coming to an end now. I would like to thank you personally, my brother. You know, people who are joining us on TV, live on TV, or live on air on the radio station, we all know how dedicated this gentleman is toward promoting our culture. Over 25 years he has been doing this. And I kindly ask if you please support in whatever way you can. If you can subscribe to his channel and Bell and Rogers, let us continue to support him, because he does this out of his love for our culture, and there's one word called seva, to serve. So he does a tremendous job promoting our culture. and we all need to support him. So, Richard, on behalf of all the viewers and the entire community, I would like to say thank you, my brother. May Hanumanji bless you with bal, physical strength, buddhi, good intelligence, and vidya, knowledge, so that you may continue to grow. You may grow, and the station may continue to grow with your audience. May be blessed with good health, and we want you to be for at least another 100 years to serve our community. Okay. So may Hanumanji continue to bless you. Thank you for everything you do, my brother.
I always ask, and you never back out. People listening to us today, we talk about COVID hangover. There are people watching now. They can't get out of their home. They can't even get out of their bed some of them. Could you, in closing, offer a short prayer and allow them to bow their heads and clap their hands and listen to your voice as you offer prayer for them?
Absolutely. So please join me with the prayer. We pray that Bhagavan continue to bless you. For those who are going through difficulties in life, pain and suffering, may this prayer lift your spirit. May Hanumanji bless you with strength. May Hanumanji bless you with that willpower. For those who would like to get up, I know many people in our community are suffering from depression and different kinds of illnesses. I pray that Hanumanji, Sri Ram continue to bless you, inspire you so that you can get up and make a difference within our community. We all need each other, my friends. We need to support each other. We need to be there, especially in troubled times, in difficulties, in pain and suffering, to support each other. I offer this prayer. May Hanumanji and Sri Ram continue to bless you and your family. Om Buddhir Balam Yasho Dhairyam Nirbhayatvam Marogata Ajadhyam Vakpatutvancha Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet Shri Sita Lakshman Bharata Shatrugna Hanumat Samet Shri Ramachandraya Namaha Shri Hanumate Namaha Bolye Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki Jai Pavanasuta Hanuman Ki Jai. Thank you.
Thank you, and again, you've been listening to conversation with our dear brother Rabindranath Tiwari after Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. Don't forget, if you could one more time tell us about tomorrow, what's happening at the temple.
Oh, yes, friends, please join us tomorrow from 10 to 12. We have a special satsang and puja celebrating the inauguration of Sri Ram's Mandir, and also we'll be having prasad from around the world. Our devotees from the West Indies will be bringing West Indian food. Our devotees from North India will bring North Indian food. Our devotees from Sri Lanka and South India will bring South Indian food. So come and enjoy the beautiful satsang, and after the satsang you will have a feast as well. Let us celebrate this momentous occasion of Sri Ram coming back to Ayodhya, coming back to us in our lives.
Well, we continue with the program, so do stay with us. And again, thank you, Pandit Ji, for being here with us. And of course, friends, we are going to continue with the program, www.shabdamradio.com. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Again, friends, we hope we didn't encroach on your time, and those of you who are waiting to be entertained with some of the music that we share here, well, of course, we apologize, but we promise to catch up and make up with it. But I think it's important, and it's such a significant event taking place that we had to contribute in some way to bring some information and attention to this event. Hey, the lines are open. Let's get your thoughts on some of the things the pundit said. 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. Feel free to give us a call. And of course, share your greetings even, or what you think about this event taking place. So just call and say hi. 416-848-7772. As we say hello and welcome to, you know, some of our regulars that are always checking in on us. Of course, Mina and Kurt are sending appreciation to Pandit for being here, and they enjoyed it tremendously. Also, Ken Ali expressing his thanks and appreciation. Azad Khan, well, it was informative. Thank you very much, and we continue here on Shabnam Radio. 7:70 a.m. WTOR. And we have some greetings also to share, so we'll get to those in a minute as we continue here on 7:70 a.m. Shabnam Radio, ShabnamRadio.com, and on CSTV. Thank you for watching. Beautiful music indeed. I wanted to share this one, a nice song. Happy birthday greetings going out to Jennifer. Jennifer Callahan is turning 12. Happy 12th birthday greeting. Wishing you a great birthday, Jennifer. Hope you're listening and enjoying the program. Love and best wishes coming from your big sister, Lisa, big sister Mandy, mommy and daddy, Amanda and Nigel, grandparents and your great grandmother and the rest of the family. Okay, so Jennifer, turning 12. Daddy Nigel and Amanda want to wish you all the best. Happy birthday, baby girl. Well, Amanda, her mommy is celebrating her birthday. Well, we'll keep that one for a little bit later. We have to get something from Amanda.
ऐस लई रब ने सानू जमी ते उतारा है ओ पुछ ले तू क्यों कोलो कराइए अगली बसंता मैनु संता बनता चाहिए
You're listening to Shabnam Radio on 770 WTOR. And we continue bringing you more music. Hey, how about this one? Anybody remember this one? A little bit of Kuchi Gadbar, hey? As we send this one out to Amanda. Amanda, happy, happy birthday. Greetings are coming to you from your loving husband, Niger. And to my loving wife, Amanda, wishing you a blessed day. May God give you improved health, strength, and thank you for all you do to make our family happy. Again, happy, happy birthday from Nigel, Lisa and Jenny. And not forgetting, you're truly Wendy, Justin and baby Nadia. Sending this one out to you, Amanda. I want to say hello to those of you in the kitchen right now. Hey, don't talk about outside how cold it is. How cold is it? Hey, tell me how cold it is. It's cold.
VietnamRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Well, Amanda, happy birthday to you, my girl, and of course, hope you enjoy the program. I want to say hello, and to those of you watching us on Caribbean Showtime TV, welcome. My sister Nanda, Miss Sunshine, nice to know that you could watch us now. Well, kind of not sunshining today, but of course, you know, your smile always brings a ray of sunshine here, right? And not forgetting our sister Jean DiCascio, how are you? Authentic Trini Cuisine. Hey, listen, you just go to mycstv.com and we're streaming live. Mymycstv.com. That's all you do on your phone. Bo-bo-bo. Hey, I'm looking for some legal advice. Anybody? I'll tell you my story and how I come to edge. Oh, I see Pandit left his book here, boy. Okay, so Pandit's book is here. Maybe I can read a few pages for your desktop. It's a minus 9 degrees on the outside. Aitish Roti and Doubles, don't forget they're 5019-5019, Spectrum Way, Mississauga. And now open right now, check them out for their buffet. They got baigan choka, saltfish tomatoes, pumpkin, curry mango, chana, and alu, bhaji. And they're always adding more for only $9.95, you can't go wrong. Check them out right now. If you're driving in the area, drop by and check them out. 5019 Spectrum Way in Mississauga. You need the telephone number? 905-238-5700. 905-238-5700.
is up and running. Up and running. ChobnomRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
If you come to Richard Aziz, you know, now that we are on the TV thing, I don't watch myself, you know. And by the way, I need a lawyer. I need some legal advice. I got a ticket this morning. You know, that policeman in Brampton, let me tell you, the amount of police they had when I was pulled over. Listen to this nice song. Can't interrupt this truth.
To tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain.
Hey, you have a precious love. Those of you driving, be careful now, okay? Hey, Davika and Derry just chipping away. Hey, we kind of music boy. Anybody heading out to Passage to Asia party? Let me tell you, this is going to be a big one. Take a listen.
Passage to Asia Ultra Premium All-Inclusive.
And focus more of Bell.
Sunday, 28 January 2024.
From 4 p.m.
to 10 p.m. Pouring premium bubbly with over 30 dishes and
delicious desserts with a live performance by
Kez the Band,
She Tell Me That You're
The Music Bus,
Raymond Romnerine,
and Dylan the Dan.
Featuring Nyla Blackman,
The Baron,
Iward George,
DJ
Private Ryan, Young Darren,
DJ Sheriff, and DJ Sean.
Santa Cruz All-Stars Rhythm Section.
Limited early bird $1,000.
Get your tickets at
Passage to Asia Restaurant and all advertised outlets.
Online at islandetickets.com.
For more info, call 742-4309, 685-8697, or 65-7322.
TravelSpan and Amrols Travel are pleased to announce the cooking competition will be in Jamaica from August 16th. Call today at 647-557-6200. Meet and greet family and friends from Trinidad, Guyana, U.S., and Canada. Call today at 647-557-6200. TravelSpan and Amrols Travel are pleased to announce the cooking competition will be in Jamaica from August 16th. Call today at 647-557-6200. Meet and greet family and friends from Trinidad, Guyana, U.S., and Canada. Call today at 647-557-6200.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight Spicy Chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. It's a win for Caribbean Television. Caribbean Showtime TV is now available on Rogers, Bell, and Ignite TV. Call your cable provider and ask for Win Caribbean 659 on Bell 659, Win Caribbean 880 on Ignite TV, and Win Caribbean 672 on Rogers. Yaman, we on ting! Caribbean Showtime TV, embracing and celebrating diversity.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV and high-speed internet, home monitoring and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Lafarkan, Lafarkan.
Door to it. Never late. Ocean cargo and you're air free. In a hurry. Don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Visit
Lapakan.com. Hey, that's right. Visit Lapakan. They're open today, but it's that cold weather. You might want to give them a quick call and, say hi and ask if Jean is there. I'm not sure where Jean is, if she's working today, if she's at home, if she's in the office. But listen, those of you who had to go into work today, well, listen, you guys deserve a raise. If you have to go, especially those people doing delivery or courier drivers or taxi drivers or Uber drivers, listen, we feel for you, okay? Just remember to dress warm. And those of you heading out, you know, I just wanted to say, this morning I got a ticket. I thought I would save you some of the trouble. You know, if you don't have your insurance on your car or on your person, it's a charge. The police was kind enough to ease me up because I had to show it to him on my phone. The other thing is that I got pulled over, and this guy, the police was, you know, I swear he saw Rambo. Man put on his siren with noise and everything coming after me. And what he pulled me over for is something you might be caught doing, please. He said that I didn't come to a complete stop at a four-way stop, and I came to a rolling stop. Oh gosh, but the car was cool and, you know, and nobody else there, you know, but I mean, the law is the law, but three demerit points. So, I just wanted, if anybody have any experience in the Brampton area, what it is I have to do with that? Now, he said you could contest it, you could plead not guilty, you could ask for early resolution, you could get not guilty for a trial and he would show up there and stuff like that. But three demerit points, I know when you go in front of the Krong, you might negotiate and beg a little bit now. And they might knock off that, not guaranteed, but, you know. So I just don't know the whereabout in the court in Brampton, what it is. Now, a friend of mine told me he did the same with, he went online and up to now he haven't been contacted because he believes it's a backlog. But I don't want to take no chance with this one. So if anybody could give me any ideas, suggestions, you could send me a WhatsApp, I'd call you back, right? 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293. Looking to find out the best way to go deal with it as early as Monday. Well, depending if Monday is not as cool as today. Well, here we go. You ready for some more music? Are you ready for some more music? Okay, let's see. We have some greetings to send out again. That's double checking, okay. Well, we have everybody from the park and checking us out. We want to say hello to Joey Singh. Somebody say call my buddy Daman Ki soon. Right, I'd keep Daman for a more serious charge. But really, you know, I can't remember how much the ticket. But the police, of course, I say, boss, I just running out to get some breakfast from Authentic Trini Cuisine, you know, and the lady there, the waiter. Hey, no joking matter. Be careful. I mean, the police doing their job, but gosh, three demerit points for that. Now, that is not as serious as if they catch you with your phone. I don't have to tell you about that. Now, last week I talked about shoveling the snow. When I went home, I heard about two persons taken to the hospital who died eventually of cardiac arrest because of shoveling snow. So be careful. This cold could be a little bit serious, okay? So remember, we're not as fit and we don't do the physical exercises and all that, and the air being lighter and all that, right? 416-832-7293. Weather like this, we're looking for somebody to sing. Anybody willing to sing a little tune for us? Well, to get you ready to sing for us, 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. 416-848-7772. You know, anybody want to sing, call me. But to get you in the mood, I play this song almost every week. And when I do this, I send it out to those people at Authentic Trini Cuisine. Nice today, they had some okra and baigan choka and, you know, they have other things, but that one got them really nice today. Also, want to say hello to the staff at Roti Roti. Ronnie and his team at Roti Roti. Listen, they carry a really, really nice breakfast, and every day you can get something delicious there. So drop by for lunch, pick up dinner, or just do your surprise for somebody. Not sure, Ronnie, let me know if you still have the smoker and pie. Could cut down with a smoker and pie right now with a pair of drugs, boy. But for now, Shazim, is your quick responding to Texas immediately as soon as I get there. I had Okay. You see, I think we have a lawyer telling me contest it and they'll drop the point. Good. Thank you very much. Maybe I'll get you to come to court with me too. Assistant Javna, it's rules, okay. Salam, very prosperous new year. Great segment with the hot seat Pandit Tiwari. Very informative and important. Love the part about disrespect and disrupting of during puja and prayers. Congratulations to you and Pandit. I do hope all the listeners benefit from this short talk. Thank you very much. All the best. I am home listening. New year with a bang. And of course, have a few more guests. Yes. So yes, if you have anybody who would willing to come and sit in the hot seat, you know, we'd love to have you. In fact, I tell you what, anybody driving by in the area of Drew and Bramley and want to drop in, just text me and come on down. All right? 416-832-7293 is the telephone number. 416-832-7293. We're just at the corner of Bramley and Drew Road. Bramley and Drew. So, listen, come by. No need to bring a coffee. Just come and sit down and we all talk. Anybody willing? Text me. 416-832-7293. Let's see if we could pick up a guest who's willing to do that. Please. And by the way, if you could sing it, make it even better. I wouldn't let you sing this song. We're going to sing this one together. Are you ready? Are you ready for a nice tune? Listen, this tune, there's just, you wouldn't think about the weather. You wouldn't think about how miserable somebody making you right now. Listen, you have all week sometimes to stress out. Leave your worries behind and let me just mellow out with this tune. Are you ready? Let me go. Hey, it's Sundar. Authentic Trini cuisine, are you ready? Take a break, take a five. There we go. Joey Singh, hope you like this one.
You falling from a plane, girl, you falling from above. Listen to me, darling, and don't fall in love. You falling from a plane, girl, you falling from above. Listen to me, darling.
Just fall, but don't fall on the ice, okay? Hey, Zahir, thank you. Hey, Ava, you, and Ayana and Ava, let Uncle Richard find a nice song for you, stand by, okay? Everybody is gathering in front of the TV now, right? So relax and we're hanging out. Hey, you know what we've done good right now? Some nice hot Accra. Anybody know what Accra is like? I want to say thank you. You have some great listeners, of course, giving me some good advice. Hey, somebody asked him to see Raju. Are they ready? I want to see who Raju is, eh? Well, the Godfather, I hope you're listening. Look, Raju. Raju kind of heavy, real heavy. One stone and he's carving out of onyx. Big fella. So this is Raju, for those of you asking. Raju heavy. Hey, Raju like to eat akra. Anybody have hot akra? Okay, I'm going to play a tune here. This tune, you'll have to drink nothing to warm up your soul. Are you ready? Come on, let me see you catch all the groove, you know. Sending this one out to Shazim and Gil. Hey, this one going out to Wendy Macedo, feeling cold, eh, Gil? Shake it for me. Anybody know this one? Come on, sweet, sweet song of the steel pan. Audrey. Sugar boom, sugar boom. Hey, sugar boom boom. Sugar boom, sugar boom. Sugar boom, sugar boom.
Sugar boom, sugar boom. Hey, been watching you from across the room. When that's your thoughts of tonight when I get you home. I hear your body calling, but I ain't into love. So I'm my baby mama, I just want to rub.
Shubnob, Shubnob. Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM. And every day on ShubnobRadio.com. 24 hours internet radio.
Hey, don't forget, we're now back on radio and television. You know, we are on Rogers, so you can catch us on, I know, 882 on Ignite, 882, you go to, on your television, go 882, and you can listen to us on the radio. After this, you could still hear us 24/7. Your body boom, girl, I wanna take you home. Your body boom, all my dogs, they wanna know, is you for real? I tell them, true, true, true. On Rogers, you just go 673. So 880, you go to 880, get the TV on Ignite. You go 882, you get the TV. Radio. 24/7, you can listen to us on your TV now, on the radio. Hey, don't forget the island people. They have some nice stuff. And not forgetting the bandana. The pimento, the roll up dashing bush. You can make some nice tahina tonight, girls. Check them out right now. They are located at 249 Queen Street in Brampton. 905-796-0000.
to me sweet, yeah, give it to me slow. Just like that, push it back, girl, I love the way you flow. Up and down, in and out, do it high, do it low. I'm holding on and I'm never letting go. Your body, boom, girl, you got it going on. Your body, boom, girl, I wanna take you home. Your body, boom, all my dogs, they wanna know. Is you for real? I tell them, choo, choo, choo.
Sugar, boom, sugar, boom.
And don't forget, they got the sweet bread. They got the Muscovy duck. Remember, you could get three hens for $65, $35 for the drink, and much more. Check them out at Island People West Indian Grocery at 249 Queen Street East in Brampton. Now, I have a next nice tune. I have a song here lined up. This song is a nice, nice one. I want to say, this is, I'm not sure who it's from, Mrs. Samaru's daughter has said Happy New Year to all our listeners, and you can send out to play a nice, alright, have a nice tune for you. Listen, Jennifer and her hubby Gary heads home to Trinidad tonight. Stay warm there, and of course, thanks again. Well, this one going out to you, Mrs. Samaru's daughter, trying to remember the girl's name. Sometimes I draw a blank. Text me a name. Give me trouble now. I can't remember. See again, old now. Mamu getting old and Mamu can't remember. Well, are you ready for a real nice song? Now, this is why I hope people would call in and sing a little Mukeshan thing for me. And only a few people has called. So listen, if I don't have the phone number, it's easy. 416-848-7772. Champa. That's right. Champa, my sister. Sorry about that. You know, I was sending out some greetings to my niece and I couldn't remember her brother's name. And her brother's name is Abdul, my father's name. And so, you know, sometimes when in doubt, leave out. That's something my father used to experience too. Champa. Yes, thank you very much. And of course, so, this next election. Only I have the number. I wonder if my number shows up on the screen, boy. I think, Akua, we're supposed to have that somewhere, you know. No, that's my name. We'd have to get the number. 416-848-7772. Listen to this one. If all I like it, at least let me know all I like it. We probably play some more like it. And, you know, mixing it up, right? Not following any pattern, but this one. Yeah, I want to know if all you like it. A tune like this would make you just relax. And just stay quiet. And enjoy. From Richard Aziz, Treasure Chest. Hope you like this one. I played this before. Anybody remember the name of the singer?
पत्थर जिगर जालिम जमाने की कसम खाई हुई